Take one.
Oh my god, y'all. It's a vibe. We're chilling. I'm literally in bed right now. I'm so relaxed. Oh my god. If you're not watching this video episode, just know that I'm laid out in bed holding my microphone to my mouth with my little heart pillow under my neck. So guys, welcome back to my podcast. I've finally come up with a name, y'all. Is this a little too tight? Might be a too tight angle. Okay. So we are naming ourselves An Actor's Journey. And I had like a bunch of other names also, but I decided on this name because I kind of think it encompasses for like the majority of like what like my podcast is about, which is about like my journey as an actress, and also like how we can all like relate to it, like what us young actors go through, what we deal with in life. Here comes Nora. So An Actor's Journey, welcome back to the third podcast episode of An Actor's Journey. We are relaxing to the max today, but we are also talking about the do's and don'ts of, sorry, Nora has entered the frame. We are now talking about the do's and don'ts of agencies. You guys, I got a lot to say about all this. I actually feel like I need to sit up for this moment, so just hold on for a second, because this is so important that your girl needs to sit up properly. Oh, that's better. Just a little change of pillow is all we need. Okay, do's and don'ts of agencies. So I have not had like an extravagant amount of experience with like a long-term like positive relationship with an agency. So all I can really like talk about right now is negative experiences, but not, okay, first of all, I'm not naming any names of agencies, obviously, because I really have and did appreciate like all of the help that these people thought that they were giving me. Let me just start from the beginning instead of getting things all mixed up and confused. Let's start from the very beginning. A very good place to start. Any Sound of Music fans out there? Okay, so after I graduated, going from the beginning with agencies, after I graduated from my 2-year conservatory training, I pretty quickly got signed to a manager. I will not say the names of anyone. This manager is somebody that I knew already. And so, you know, we wanted to try out a working relationship, see how it would go. Keep in mind, I'm 20 years old at this point. So literally like fresh out the childhood womb into adulthood, literally just graduated from 2 years out of college where I was running around like an absolute hooligan, enjoying my time and working hard, but also getting into a little bit of trouble along the way. And so I met with this manager, and I'm not even going to say gender. I don't think I've mentioned that yet. They and I worked together for a little bit of time, and I did some auditions with them where I would go into their office to record. And keep in mind, like, this was before COVID, so this was before the time of like self-tapes getting really heavy. I mean, actors were definitely still self-taping, but I think in this day and age, like, that manager probably just has their clients self-tape from home instead of coming into their office. Anyway, did some reads, did some auditions with them in their office, and essentially, like, the relationship floundering was my fault, and I take complete accountability for that. It was my fault. However, I wasn't a fan of how things ended, and this is why. I wasn't getting my shit done in time, essentially. And they called me into their office one day and basically sat me down and were like, "Hey, look, lady. Look, Taylor. You need to get your shit together." Essentially, that's what they told me. And they were like, "Look, like, I'm doing..." Basically, I felt like they were like, "I'm doing you a favor by, like, taking you on. You know, you're young. I want to work with you, but you need to get your shit together and do what I'm telling you to do." And it was definitely like a slap in the face for me. And I was like, okay, this person is right. Like, I need to not take it for granted that I'm in this opportunity, because so many young actors coming out of conservatory, they're definitely not signing with a manager right away. So I was like, yeah, they're right. Like, I need to take this more seriously. So that evening, I went back to my apartment, did everything that they asked, got all of the stuff together. I sent them photos of things that they needed, send them this email, and they never respond to me. Basically, I was ghosted by my manager. So my manager ghosts me, and it was like 7 years ago. So to be completely honest with you, I can't fully remember what happened after that. But I do remember being spoken to, being like, all right, I'm going to make a change, sending them this email as soon as I got home that night, and then never hearing back. And that was kind of the end of that relationship, to be honest. I don't really have much memory of anything that happened after that. But we basically stopped working together. And then I spent a long time, like, not auditioning for other reasons. Like, I was trying to live in New York City and have a full-time job. And y'all know how that can be if you've experienced it. So fast forward, like, 4 years. And I essentially won at the beginning of one summer. I think it was, like, maybe summer of 2021, I think, I decided that I wanted an agent. And I was like, at the end of the summer, I'm gonna have an agent. I've, like, that's what I've decided, and I'm that's my goal for this summer. And so I applied to a bunch of different agencies. At that time, I was also, like, auditioning a lot more. I was in school again for acting. So applied to a bunch of different agencies, ended up hearing back. And this is where I'm going to start calling agencies slash managers agency A, manager A, agency B, manager B, so on and so forth. Because, again, don't want to say any names, but I do want to talk about this for anyone who is looking for an agent or a manager right now and needs a little bit of guidance or like just suggestions or what to look out for. So I submitted to a bunch of agencies, and I heard back from agency A, and I thought that it was really good. I thought it was a really good thing that was going on. I was really, like, excited that they wanted to, like, meet with me, all this stuff. And so we meet, and I do an audition. I think I just did, like, some sides to audition for them. And they were like, "You are amazing. You are, like, the next best thing since Meryl Streep. Like, oh my goodness, you're going to win an Oscar. Like, all this amazing stuff." They were hyping me up. Like, they were my biggest hype man. And I fell for it. I completely fell for it. And, you know, because, like, I do think I'm a good actress, but I'm also like, best thing since Meryl Streep. I don't know about that now. Something seems a little fishy here. And essentially they were like, "You're so good that we want to offer you this special, basically like this special opportunity that we're not offering to a lot of other people. You can pay us $4,000. Yes, you heard me right. $4,000 for us to take you to an acting and modeling convention where we'll put you up in front of a bunch of other agents, a bunch of other managers, like big time names, and try to get you signed by somebody big. And at that point in my life, I had been blessed by being on unemployment insurance for a long time. So I had the money saved up and I was like, I mean, I fell for it. I fully fell for it. And I talked to a bunch of different people, my family, my friends, talked to them about all of this, and honestly, like, decided to go ahead and do it. I could sign with them. Like, they weren't saying, like, either you do this or we don't sign you. Like, I could sign with them, but it was like, I was like, yeah, like, I want to be a part of this. So ended up, like, essentially taking a month worth of classes ahead of time, like online Zoom classes with the teacher that they decided to have, as well as all of the other students or actors that were going to this convention. And I put actors in quotation marks because, look, I don't want to hate on anyone, y'all. I really don't want to. Like, the problem is that I came to realize pretty quickly that this agency was signing anyone and everyone. Doesn't matter the experience that they had, the actual talent that they had, the knowledge that they had. They were signing anyone and everyone so that these people would pay them $4,000 to go to this convention. Look, and that wasn't even including flight. The flight was a whole separate thing. All that included, like, admission to the convention, spots to, like, perform in 6 different competitions, as well as, like, a month of classes with them and the hotel room. But I came to learn very quickly that some of these people that were, like, participating in this had no idea what they were talking about. And that's fine. Everybody has to start somewhere. But, like, I'm like in breakout rooms on Zoom with people who are, like, who are asking the most insane questions. Like, questions that I learned when I was, like, 14 years old. Like, people not knowing, like, what a pair of sides is, or people, like, not knowing how to, like, know if they're in frame with, like, for doing a self-tape. Like, I'm just, like, I'm not, look, guys, like I've said a million times, no shade to these people that, like, did this. Everyone has to start somewhere. Honestly, my feelings go towards the agency, the fact that they're signing people who have no idea what they're doing. And it made me feel like someone who has been studying for 15 years, it made me feel like, what am I doing here? Like they're like putting me into this group of people who obviously have no experience with acting, which is fine, but it was very frustrating. So I go to this convention, I meet some of, like, my favorite people in this world. Shout out Lindsay, shout out Josh, shout out T. And I have a good time. I will say that. It was a great experience. I don't regret. Okay, look. I regret doing it. Okay. I regret spending the money on it. I wish I still had that money. So I regret spending the money on it. And I just regret like letting them convince me that this was something that I needed to do. It was like, Taylor, you can succeed in another way besides doing this. But I don't regret the experience. Would I do it again? No. So if an agency comes to you and is like, we think you're the next Leonardo DiCaprio, run away from them. Okay. They don't know you that well, first of all. They don't have a relationship with you. There's no way that they'd be able to know that you're the next Leonardo DiCaprio based off of one Zoom audition that you did with them. So also, like, they basically continued to, they, oh my God, this is the thing that really irks me with them. I was auditioning for things that they were sending me. But as all of us actors know, in this industry, it's very challenging to get a role. And you might not get cast just because you don't have green eyes or you don't have platinum blonde hair. And one of my very good friends said to me something one day, which was like, you could audition for something and be the best actor that auditions and have the best audition of your life, but not book the role. And on the opposite, somebody could come in and forget all of their lines and stumble and totally mess up. But because they have the vibe or they look like the character, they will at least get a call back. So we have to just remind ourselves of this information. And so I'm like auditioning for this agency and they come to me and they're like, essentially they say to me, you have to take a class. You have to pay $60 to take a class with one of our teachers who, I don't know where she came from, but I guess she was a teacher with them, to learn about audition technique because you're not booking. And I did it the first time. But the stuff that happened in this class, I already knew all of this. I knew how to set up a camera. I knew how to edit the video. I knew what a slate was. I knew that I what kind of backdrop I needed. I knew that it needed to be well lit. I knew all of these things. I knew where to have my eye line for the camera while I'm speaking to my reader. I knew all of this. People were asking questions like, how do you memorize lines? Sorry, but I don't need to pay $60 to hear somebody talk about the answer of how to memorize lines. I know how to do that. And so it was essentially insulting to me that this agency A, felt like I needed to take these classes because they didn't actually know me. They clearly didn't know me. But I took that one class and then like a couple of months went by again, I hadn't booked anything. And they said, again, you need to take another class. And I was like, I know what is being spoken about. And they were like, classes never hurt an actor. And I was like, yes, I know that. I know that classes don't hurt actors. I'm aware, but I'm also not going to waste my time and more, or I'm not going to waste my money. And more importantly, my time to sit in class for 3 hours and listen to people talk about how to memorize lines. I'm just not going to do it. Nora, come here. Hey, little kitty, won't you fiddle my way? Hey, little kitty, won't you fiddle my way? Come here, lady. So basically, what happened with them is after like that moment of them being like telling me again for the second time that I needed to take another class, I basically emailed them and I was like, look, in our agreement, you know, this is stated and either one of us can end this contract. So I would like to end the contract. And I did. And it was amicable. And like, I have no bad blood with them. And that was the end of that relationship. Now, actually, before I was signed to them, I was also reached out to from a modeling agency literally that same summer when I had been applying. And so let's just call this agency B, right? Because this is what we're doing. We're going with the alphabet here. My whole thing with agency B was they were adamant that if I have to pay money to sign with an agency, then it's not legit. Okay, that information, my friends, is true. You should never have to pay money to sign with an agency. However, I feel like this trap is something that, like, I have fallen into. And I'm doing everything in my power not to fall into it. And it's sad because, like, young actors are desperate. Like, we feel all the time, like, if I don't get this agency or I don't get this manager, I can't get the bigger gigs. And part of that is true. And, like, I understand the desire to just sign with someone, but I promise you an agent or a manager will not ask you to pay them money to sign with them. It's just not a reality. So anyway, I am speaking with agency B, and they tell me that they need to create a portfolio for me. I had some nice photos of myself taken already. And I was like, well, you're telling me, like, that I don't need to, like, spend money to sign with you, but you're telling me that, like, I do need to pay you to, like, create a portfolio of images? Like, I'm a little bit confused right now, y'all. So they were like, you're not paying to sign with us. What you're paying for is actually our photographers to take photos of you. Again, that's a red flag. If they actually want to work with you and they really do believe in you, they will take your photos without you having to pay. Like, also, like, why are agencies signing people who, like, I had, like, nice enough pictures to just start out with that. And I also had digitals. Like, I had taken digitals. For those of you who don't know what digitals are, it's basically just, like, a picture of yourself either in a black bikini or, like black leggings and a tight black shirt. Like, just with, like, no makeup on, most natural hair. Just to show, essentially, what you look like from, like, ground zero. And I had digitals. I had taken digitals myself. And for some reason, agency B just convinced me to pay money to make a portfolio with them. I booked one gig with them. I've booked one gig and I think they've only sent me like three, like information on like three gigs maybe. And part of me wonders, like, is this my fault? Like, do I need to go back and like try to reach out to them and be like, hey, what's going on with this relationship? Like, are we still working together? Like, are you still interested in finding gigs for me? But the other part of me is like, I'm just not really interested anymore. And like, I'm not gonna like schlep to them to take more like portfolio. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just at that point in my life where like, I don't have like the time to put my energy into that. Like, right now, the most important thing to me in my life is protecting my energy. And I need to put that in other things. So let's fast forward now to where we are currently and the agency that I'm working with right now, which I love. Genuinely, at this state in time, I'm very happy with them. It's the first time that I've had an experience where my agent has been so vocal about me, like, reaching out. Also, I met with them, like, I had four meetings before I signed. One was a very quick, like, phone interview, and the other three were, like, each an hour long. And they got to know me. Like, they asked me about my life, about my family, about my childhood, about my dreams, about my desires, all this stuff. Like, they got to know me. They saw me act. I did 2 monologues for them. I also did a commercial for them. And after this time, they said that they wanted to sign me. Also, I was at a point in my life where I was just not afraid to talk about the things that I wanted. And I think that's like the biggest piece of advice that I could give to young actors is do not be afraid to tell an agency what you want. I just think that, like, it's hard, and I still struggle with it, because while I know that, like, we just want to get signed and we just want to be able to audition for things, you're not going to be happy if you're not, like, if your agency doesn't really know how you feel. So don't be afraid to talk about what you want, how you want your career to be, the things that are important to you. Don't be afraid to tell them, like, that you don't want to do something. Agency A, they would literally tell me that I wasn't allowed to turn down an audition. That if they sent me an audition, I better have a good reason as to why I am not doing it. Like, and if I said I couldn't do it, they would get mad at me for that. Nora, hold on, I have to open the closet for my cat. Nora, Nora, Nora the Explorer. Here, lady. Go into the closet. Okay. Sliding back into the scheme. Into the scheme of things. So, where were we? Talking about that stuff. So, hold on. My brain is catching up. This takes me a second sometimes. I know I was talking about Agency A. Oh, yeah. The fact that they wouldn't let me say no to auditions. That was insane. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I appreciate you submitting me for something. But, like, if I can't do something, like, if I can't physically do something, you better let me say no. Like, at that point, like, I was going through a lot of stuff with, like, my leg. For those of you who don't know, I tore my meniscus in, like, May of 2022. And literally, up until this day, I've been dealing with that. And so, part of the reason I couldn't do a certain, like, job that they sent me is because of my leg. And they knew that, and yet they still got mad at me about it. So, don't let an agency make you feel like you can't say no to something if it's not a right fit for you. Don't pay the agency money to take classes with them. If they want you to take classes, go find your own classes to take. Like, I'm serious. Like, also, like, my new agency, Agency C, agency number 3, shout out Agency C number 3, baby. They've literally said, like, if our relationship continues to go well and we want to invest in you because we see that you're booking or that you're getting a lot of auditions, we would even pay for you. Continuing on. My camera just, like, decided to stop recording. Maximum time allowed for recording, 30 minutes. They were like, we would pay for you to take a class. Like, we just want to see that, like, you're going to work hard. And I'm going to work hard because it's what I want to do. So, do's and don'ts of agencies. Don't pay them money for them to sign you. Don't go to a convention, like, it's so tempting, especially if you have the money, but just don't do it. Like, save your money. Girl, I need to buy a car. Like, you know, like, you can put that money towards, like, a European vacation. That's better spent than going to this convention, I have to be honest. Don't make them pay to take classes. Do stand up for what you want how you feel, what you believe in. And yeah, that's basically what I have to say. If you have any questions, please reach out to me on my acting teacher Instagram, acting teacher Taylor. I love you all so much. My camera's about to die, but thank you for listening. All right, guys. Bye-bye.